This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So why am I going to defend ScarJo?
Why? Well, because she's, we love her.
Yeah, she, we do. I mean, I'll tell you what.
She's a superhero.
Oof, as Black Widow, man. She made some comments that she should be allowed to play anybody in a movie.
Yeah. There you go.
There you go. Why do I have to defend those comments?
See?
Because it's not woke, Dawn, you see. It's not woke. It's not woke.
It's not woke.
She now has to say it's out of context. The question was, she was asked, she said, I personally feel that in an ideal world, because she's playing apparently a trans character and she's not trans. So the world, the woke world is very upset the fact that Scarlett Johansson is playing a trans character, but she's not trans.
But I thought if you're an actor, that's the whole point.
Because you're acting. It's
yes.
not a documentary, right?
Right.
You're acting. And she's also not really a superhero. And by the way, also, she's not really... in all the different roles that she's played, she's acted. But now it is, you can't play, if you're white, you can't play a different cisgender thing. And you can't play another race now. That's the other thing, too.
Well, so in live action Lion King, only lions should play those parts.
I agree. Otherwise, you are not woke because you're taking parts away from the lion community.
See?
So she said, quote, I personally feel that in an ideal world, any actor should be able to play anybody, and art in all forms should be immune to political correctness. What is wrong with that?
She must be punished, Rich.
She must be punished.
Yes.
And now they're all coming after her. They're all coming after her. She said, I recognize that in reality, though, there's a widespread discrepancy amongst my industry that favors Caucasian cisgendered actors, and that not every actor has been given the same opportunities that I have been privileged to. All the buzzwords, privilege, cisgender, gender, right? She's got
yes.
all the, this was written by her agent, you know.
Of course.
Who said, we got to take care of this for you before you never work in this town again. So let's write a statement for you. We'll use all the buzzwords.
Oh boy.
Caucasian, cisgender, privileged. I continue to support and always have diversity in every industry and will continue to fight for projects where everyone is included. She came under fire for response to a question about political correctness following her controversial casting in the upcoming film Rub and Tug, the Robert Kraft story. No, I'm sorry.
It's not.
She had been cast to play the transgender Dante Tex Gill is the character, I guess. She said, quote, you know, as an actor, I should be allowed to play any person or any tree or any animal because that is my job and the requirements of my job. I feel like it's a trend in my business and it needs to happen for various social reasons. Yet there are times it does get uncomfortable when it affects the art because I feel art should be free of restrictions. Now, this is not the first time she's run into casting issues. She had widespread criticism because of her part in a 2016 film adaptation of the Japanese anime Ghost in the Shell. Anime, how do you say that?
Anime.
Anime, thank you. Ghost in the Shell. Fans of the anime argued that a Japanese actor should have been cast in the role instead of Scarlett Johansson because she's not Japanese.
Sorry.
So they came after her. The woke community came after
her. Uh-oh.
And now there's this piece here in Jezebel, the conservative
yes.
think tank.
No, it's
Jezebel.
Not, it's not a conservative think tank.
Scarlett Johansson, please rethink this. Scarlett Johansson has been subjected to a fair amount of criticism over the roles she's taken on. The uproar over casting as Major Mira Killen in 2017's Ghost in the Shell, because she's not Japanese. More recently, she dropped out of the canceled film Rub and Tug after she received criticism over being cast as a trans male. And yet it appears these controversies have not taught Scarlett Johansson the importance of casting minority and trans actors in the few roles that exist for them. In fact, according to an interview, she blames political correctness for all this outrage. She writes now, one of the various social reasons Scarlett Johansson cannot play any person is that transgender actors have had a hard time getting cast as anything other than transgender characters. To have a cisgender actor play a transgender character takes away one of the few roles available to the trans community. Don't you think that this sounds like a drunk party game?
It does.
Just read that and see how drunk you get until you start slurring the words. As transgender actors have a hard time getting cast at anything other than transgender, and a cisgender playing a transgender takes it away from a transgender. That should be the new roadside sobriety test. They pull you over. They go, would you please read this paragraph in Jezebel? And then if you're slurring all the times you got to say transgender, then you know that you're lit.
Uh-huh.
And of course, there's the issue of accurate representation, which GLAAD, what is GLAAD now? It's the G-L-A-A-D, GLAAD.
Oh, it's not a bag. It's not like a Ziploc bag. It's a GLAAD.
That's what I thought at first, too. Yeah.
A GLAAD bag.
A GLAAD bag. The stretchy, plasticky film.
A GLAAD hander, no.
They pointed out in a statement after Johansson announced she would drop the role, quote, Scarlett Johansson's announcement, together with the transgender voices who spoke out about this film, are game changers for the future of transgender images in Hollywood. Hollywood changed how Americans understand gay and lesbian lives, and TV is starting to do the same for transgender people, with authentic transgender portrayals being major hits with critics and audiences. The film industry is a real opportunity to do the same. This isn't about political correctness. It's about accurately representing the minority communities that have so long been ignored, mocked, or stereotyped by Hollywood. Johansson's list of credits is pretty damn long. She can afford to leave a few roles to the people they're right for, she concludes. By the way, if you are a person who doesn't get the surgery, but you wear, are you not acting? This is very politically incorrect for me to suggest this.
No,
but I may get fired and lose my job over it.
It would be worth it because it's a great question.
My question is this, though: if I decide that I'm a woman trapped in a man's body, but I don't get the surgery, but I put on the wig and the clothing, and I go out there, and am I not going to act like a female? Am I not acting at that point?
Could you just help? Could you dress up like that just so we could just have the image? Would you
like that?
Yeah, I could help you shave your legs.
So could Amy Klobuchar. Amy. Right? And JJ has a great question. So I can't do Megaphone Bernie because I'm not a communist?
No, it's true.
And Pete Kraft says these same critics will cheer drag queen performances. Yes. Aren't drag queens guys dressed up?
Yes, it's
acting.
Yes.
Isn't that?
It's a whole performance. They're acting like, yes.
That's true.
Right. I mean, that's mm-hmm. what's happening.
Yes.
You're acting in a part. You're playing that. Okay, this is how crazy we are. We're so crazy that Scarlett Johansson defended acting, which when you go to acting school, you're taught you have to be able to act as any character.
Yes.
Any character. You got to be able to act as a mm-hmm. character. Characters. Okay. We don't really do characters on the show, Dawn, but if we did, now she's in trouble for it. You see how woke everything is?
I know. See, she is Jewish, so she could say she wants to represent more Jewish people being actors.
She's Jewish?
Yes, she is.
Really?
Yeah, her mom is, she grew up in New York, in the Bronx, right? But her mom's, she was raised as a Jewish, child.
I mean, am I wrong to say she's super, super hot?
She's gorgeous.
Right? Especially in The Avengers, isn't she?
Yes.
Now, let's see. I just got a text. You heard that ding. Wasn't there a big uproar after people were disappointed about the Little Mermaid casting? There was. Yes.
about that.
And also the Lion King is white supremacy. This is why Hollywood is doomed. I'm telling you, Hollywood's doomed. We're not going to have movies in a few years, Dawn. You want to know why? I saw this today and I had the article and I lost it. Here we go. Daily News today. Philadelphia Daily News. Monday, July 15th. Gary Thompson. He writes this. This sounds serious. The movie comedy is disappearing. Why so glum, Hollywood? He writes here now, The Hollywood Reporter recently ran a numbers crunch revealing that comedies last year accounted for an appalling 8% of box office revenue. 8%.
Oh, my God.
Mm. Now, you think about some of the movies we had back in the day, right? He says this now. He goes, even accounting for mislabeled Marvel movies, we're seeing fewer comedies and laughing less at the comedies we do see. To get a sense of this decline, let's run things back 20 years to 1998 for a full comparison. You'll find a diverse array of comedies in the top 15. There's Something About Mary, The Nutty Professor, Rush Hour, You've Got Mail, The Truman Show, Patch Adams, even The Waterboy. Way down ballot, you had The Big Lebowski and Rushmore. 10 years later, 2008, you had hits like Step Brothers, Pineapple Express, and Forgetting Sarah Marshall. Part of producer Judd Apatow's hot streak that in the previous year included The 40-Year-Old Virgin, Greg Stocker's biopic, Wedding Crashers, and Walk Hard: The Dewey Cox Story. The year before, Knocked Up and Superbad. In 2009, The Hangover, which I think The Hangover was funny. That was a funny movie. Remember
yes,
that one, The Hangover?
Very funny.
Things go in cycles, of course, but now, 10 years after that, there were no funny movies that came out. Kevin Hart had one movie that was funny. And then there was a Melissa McCarthy movie, which kind of bombed, I think.
Yeah.
Her act is getting old, by the way. Her act.
Yeah,
is,
I agree. Yeah, I agree.
You know, how many times can
she? Funny.
But how many times can she play that one character right. where she's, you know?
That's true.
The fat, funny girl.
It last night, you know, David, my 12-year-old, we're watching The Office.
Yep.
Episodes, which is he thinks is so funny. But you're right. People are even looking back and watching things from the past that are politically incorrect but funny.
I really believe the reason why we're seeing less comedies is because you can't make a funny movie yep. anymore without offending somebody. And the wokeness in Hollywood will not tolerate it. They won't tolerate it. So they figured out, forget it. We'll just make yep. a superhero movie. And make $1 trillion.
It's not worth it.
It's You're not right. worth it. It's You're just right. not worth doing. So comedians don't want to perform on college campuses anymore. People don't, and also a lot of comedians now have lost their freaking minds.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey, he used to turn around and do opera music from his behind.
Yes.
Now is out there every day painting crazy pictures and talking about killing Donald Trump.
Yes.
So, you know.
What is happening?
What is happening is right.
But I mean, you mentioned GLAAD, so they're a media organization that want to promote the LGBTQ community, right? But if you want to promote something, people are going to go see Scarlett Johansson. I'm very curious about right. her playing a trans character. People would go see that, and would that not spread awareness or sensitivity or empathy or what have you? But you're not going to go see some random person you don't know play that role.
For example, they could never make Mrs. Doubtfire today. A, because Robin
true.
Williams is dead, but also B, because they could never make that movie today.
And it's such a great movie.
How about remember the show Bosom Buddies?
Yes.
They act like that show never happened. No, like literally true. They act like it never happened.
Yeah, it's never in reruns. You're right.
Never.
100%.
And you can't, if you were to ask Tom Hanks about that, I think he would have you killed.
Yeah, he'd be like,
he's
what?
That powerful.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
They've never talked about that show ever again.
That's a great point.
Right?
Yeah, and this day and age when everybody, you know, Netflix and Hulu and everything does all the, you know, they binge all those old shows, that show is not anywhere to be found. You're right.
But I you're not going to believe this. I'm going to tell you, you have to hear this, what Adam McKay said. He's a native of our area. What Adam McKay said, one of the funniest writers, what he said here is heartbreaking. It's absolutely heartbreaking. And it shows you why comedy is dead. Dead, 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 dead.
Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So what Adam McKay said in the article today in the Inquirer by Gary Thompson, he said, I think what we're seeing is a period in which comedy needs to reinvent itself. Comedy always has to change and evolve. This has to happen. I think it will happen, said McKay, and it was in the town last year. He said, but then the writer, Gary Thompson, writes, that's true, but I recently revisited Anchorman for the 500th time and was struck by how relevant it is to the hashtag MeToo movement. Entitled, Oblivious, Ron Burgundy Pursuing Coworker Veronica, Ignoring Every Signal She Sends His Way. But even if Anchorman weren't a satire of male entitlement, it would still have the inspired weirdness of Ron's jazz flute or the jazz chord S.C. Hinton Street Brawl featuring rival news teams on 10-speed bikes. And so it stands the test of time. I'm reminded again of the time in Lone Survivor, drawn from life about a doomed SEAL fated to die at the hands of the Taliban. When his buddy says he wishes he could call in an airstrike, he replies that he wishes he were back home on the couch watching Anchorman. Amen to that. When the permanent frost melts and the ancient life forms commence their apocalyptic zombie assault, that's where I'll be. Now, you know what it is? I think it is. Think of some of the funny movies. For example, remember the movie with Robert Downey Jr. when he wore blackface?
Yes, Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder.
Yeah.
They could not
never.
Make that
no
movie now, ever, never, never. They can't make these movies.
Nope.
So that's the real issue, is the fact that people don't want to go to the movies anymore is A. B, if they're going to go, they're going to want to see a massive, big, noisy, loud
yep.
blockbuster. So whatever little humor you can have, they've got to interweave it in those movies. And there's some very funny lines in the Avengers movies. Guardians of the Galaxy is very funny.
Yes.
But these are not comedies. These are not comedies. These are movies that have funny scenes and funny characters and funny moments.
Yep.
Comedy, I don't know. Where is there one even coming out this year? Have you seen any mm-hmm. trailers
no.
for one?
And think about The Jerk with Steve Martin.
Oh, my God.
The premise of that. They could never make that.
The Joe Biden story? I was born a poor black child? They could never do it now. So
Although The Onion, on a daily basis, has pretty politically incorrect.
The Onion headlines. And the Babylon Bee are two must-read satire sites. But satire is better, yeah.
One of their, The Onion, Jeffrey Epstein offers court $32 million in child porn collection as bail.
Oh my God.
That's their headline, one of their headlines on The Onion.
Well, art imitates life, I guess, right? The comedy is dead.
Yes.
That's it. And you know what, too, for Scarlett Johansson, who's, I'm sure she's a big lib.
Oh, right?
This is now, for her, the question is, will this destroy her career now? That she dared to speak out?
I don't think so.
Really? You think?
I'm not so sure anymore. Things have changed. I don't know. She's got to get punished now. She might be voted off of Woke Island. She might be voted off Liberal Island now. How dare you say you could play a tree when there's a trans tree out there that would love that part. A cisgender trans tree that would love the part of a trans non-gender. I'm losing my freaking mind. You know what? We need a movie to mock all this.
Yes.
It would never be made.
No.
Could never be made. Would never be made. A movie poking fun at wokeness and leftism could not be made because the people making it would be all offended by it and would never make it. So maybe we need to make our own movie.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea. We should think about
that. The Zioli movie.
We could do it. Why not? Stern had Private Parts.
That's
which
true.
Which also could never be made today.
Oh, that's true.
Because he's woke Howard Stern. He wouldn't make it.
He'd be all offended by his own movie.
He'd be the first one out there protesting his own movie now. Woke Howard Stern. Maybe we need to make a movie. I like this idea. We'll think about it.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.